Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Welcome to the Preparing for Practice framework that is for players, specifically designed for 12 years and older. Again, this can be scaled for younger players if they have the mental maturity, but just understand that this is framed for younger players that are, I should say, players that are younger at 12 and older though. Okay, now again, you can scale this if you need to for a younger player, but just understand that they might not have the level of maturity yet. Okay, there are five actions that they need to be able to do. Action one is know their schedule. So what time is practice? How long is travel? I think that's a fair thing to have players understand, that they need to know what time is their practice. So for example, it's 6 o'clock, and a typical time it takes us 30 minutes to travel to and from practice. That means they need to know that they need to leave at around 5 o'clock. They need to be getting in the car around 5 to 5:10 to be able to get to practice at 5:45 to get their own warm-up in, to prepare themselves for training that starts at 6. That's fair. Now, if your coach does their own warm-up at practice at 6, then fine, you don't need to do that. But you still get to practice 10 to 15 minutes early just to get there, get loose, get ready, and have fun. Okay? Action 2, prepare your equipment. Uniform, cleats, shin guards, and drinks. And maybe even indoor shoes. Maybe you have the option that your team is able to do both, whatever it is. You need to be able to, as a player, prepare your own equipment and not rely on mom and dad. Very important. And as a parent, this is something that I would really do. You're the one who said you wanted to play, son, so show it by making sure your stuff's ready. Action 3, nutrition and hydration. This is not the end-all be-all, but it is an overview. The last meal should be at least 2 hours before the training session. Okay, they need to be drinking plenty of fluid. By fluid, I mean water, not soda, not sugary products, unless it's like a natural juice. And like I said, no soda, no high sugar drinks. Let's go to action 4, traveling, okay? They need to take ownership and tell the family, hey, it's 4:50, we need to leave at 5 o'clock. Mom, I want you to get ready so we can go, or whatever the circumstances. They should be able to take ownership in that. Parents should almost be like an Uber driver. That's the best way to explain it. You want to arrive early, at least 15 minutes before, if not 20 to 30 minutes, to give you more time, okay? Mentally prepare and zone in. Now, obviously, I understand that it's not always possible to arrive that early. If that happens, fine, but that should be what you're striving for if possible. And then action 5, lock in. Be on the field with 15 to 20 minutes early. So when I said before, 20 to 30 minutes prior, that means you're there early, you get your stuff on, have a conversation or something with somebody, and get rolling. When we get to action 5 now, you want to be on the field 15 to 20 minutes early so you can get your warm-up on and you have time to get the equipment and whatnot. Because if you arrive 20 to 30 minutes early, you got to actually walk into the facility. It's usually not just dropped off and you're on the field. Might happen, but typically not. Okay, equipment is on. Begin your own warm-up, which would be like a physical warm-up and a technical warm-up. I love juggling, so I would recommend that players do that. Now, this is great for you parents to print this out for your child and make sure that they have the resource to it. Maybe you can put it on their wall or put it on the table for them or whatever, so they know the actions that need to take, and they can check it off every single day. Boom, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. Cool, done. And they can move forward with their day, and that way they are taking responsibility. It's not on you as a parent. But that way, hopefully that makes sense to you. These are the actions necessary to help your child realize their full potential. Remember, this is just a guideline, framework, an overview. This is not the end all be all. If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.